1-800-387-3637.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is longevity lacking because the U.S. is slacking? Should we arm our custodians in schools to protect the kids from the bad guys? And why are Hispanics suspicious of cancer screening? These questions and more, maybe some will even be answered on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. Phones are wide open. Dial in now, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You got a question, comment, chime in now. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also reach me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL. We are going to talk about longevity momentarily, but I do want to follow up briefly on a story I was only able to touch on last hour with Stephen Huer, really quickly. And it's about the idea that we are lacking medication, according to the FDA. There's shortages of medicine for children with the flu. Is that the truth? No, it's not. Unless you're so deranged as to believe Tamiflu is good for kids, much less adults, but certainly not for kids, where we've reported here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years now, the adverse events of utilizing Tamiflu, including the most delusional behaviors you can imagine, horrifying things as kids on this stuff, waking up in the middle of the night, ending up outside, climbing down the side of houses, windows, fire escapes, walking through traffic. It is the bizarrest of bizarro drugs. Supposedly does something with viruses or viral replication. It's absolutely a lie. It's nonsense. It's dangerous. If you're dealing with influenza, now I have another story here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com saying that the flu seems to have peaked and it might be dropping, even though they continue to hype the flu shot. This story about children's flu medicine in short supply is dangerous nonsense. Nobody should put a child on Tamiflu. Nobody. We also talked last hour, of course, about even utilizing something like prednisone on a child who is largely healthy, as the story was with Carly Christensen up there in Minnesota. Devastating when you don't understand that what's happening is that they have a vigorous children that are in good states of health, much less those rare adults that are in good states of health would have a vigorous response to any kind of viral replication situation. And they would act against it with a high fever, brutal coughing, whatever it takes to get it out in medicine, organized medical dictatorships, completely deny the existence of normal metabolic responses that are optimal in healthy children. And rather than managing the excretory pathways and opening them up and getting them out, they suppress them with things like our immunosuppressant drugs like prednisone, which are very liver toxic. And this is why we have death by modern medicine, not death by flu. No, people are not dying of flu. They're dying of doctors who don't know what to do to address the toxicological assault that maybe have preceded it, also the gastrointestinal upset that also preceded it because we didn't eat right or we ate too much of even good things and disrupted our gut ecology, which is why if you have not already put yourself, your family, your kids like I do, a doctor will hear his probiotics every day. What are you waiting for? Give Jonathan a call, please, at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And get some of the Dr. O'Hara's and some of the other whole food supplement nutrients that we do here. I was talking with Stephen Huer last hour on the break. I didn't get to bring it up during the show. I was talking about Ronnie McMullen, our friend who does the structured water technology. right? StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. It's a simple little passive unit that you can run your water through, filtered or not, but preferably you're filtered. But the point is, what it does is, it through double vortex technology, you don't have to plug it in. It's very passive. You will alter your water. You will restructure it. Your water, what is it? Your body is made up of what? 70, 80, 90%? How much water is it? It's water. And of course, if you have discordant energies in the water, much less toxic pollutants, but certainly the structuring of water as if it were coming out of Lourdes in France. You know, the beautiful water coming from the earth that is unintoxicated, unaltered by the discordant energies and pollution. This is what we're trying to duplicate. We do that with homeopathy, with specific signaling in the water. But the structured water technology that Ronnie McMullen has brought out for all of us is fantastic. It's a simple thing. It's very affordable compared to some of those machines, which, I do. I utilize one of the Jupiter Science machines. I still have it. We use it. It structures, it alters pH, and it increases the negative warp, and it also, it purifies it, too. But I still run it through the Structured Water Technologies thing. I love this thing. So if you haven't already checked it out, StructuredWaterTechnologies.com, please do. All of these things make a difference. We've got a lot of things we can't control for. I'm asking you to take control of the things that you genuinely do have control for. And this most definitely, most certainly relates to longevity. Question here on CNN, why Americans are dying earlier than their international peers. And I think this is based on the story I see here out of Medical News Today. I have both stories linked up in the show notes today at robertscadbell.com. Americans have shorter lifespans and higher rates of injury and disease than their counterparts in other rich countries. Researchers from the Institute of Medicine and the National Research Council wrote in a new report this week. Now, we know why this is happening, but much of the world, much of America maybe does not. Longevity, you know, listen, we've been able to knock out a lot of infectious disease in children in childhood via drugs. Not vaccines. Vaccines suppress the expression, but via drugs, yes, they can wipe out certain things, but at a high chronic disease cost. And that's what we're saying and seeing. Yes, you may survive some childhood challenges, but we can survive those childhood challenges and help other children to do so via natural medicine. We talked extensively this week. I even brought it up on the Jerry Doyle Show. He asked me a lot about it recently, about the use of silver when we're dealing with infectious disease. We know, and I had Dr. Eric Rentz on last week. You can go back to the archives through Natural News Radio or go through my show notes. Each day, we put the links up to the archive show right embedded at the top of the news notes for that show after it's up. So you can click on it from robertscadbell.com, and you can download it, listen to it at your heart's content when you are ready. And silver, of course, the most powerful natural antimicrobial, not antibiotic, antimicrobial that we know of. It stops viral replication on contact if you have the right form. I'm not saying every colloidal silver is the same, but we use the hydrosol here. You can get it through Natural News Store, the Natural News, shopnaturalnews.com. They have the Sovereign Silver, big 16-ounce bottles for the whole family, or also the topical gels for first aid so you never, ever have to resort to Neosporin again. Never again. Petrochemicals for first aid, wound care, don't need it. Not here. Not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But here, they talk about alarm bells sounding about Americans' health compared to the other equivalent nations. In June 2011, researchers from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington and Imperial College London reported that while the leading industrial nations reported significant increases in life expectancy each year, most U.S. counties had fallen further behind. Now, we have excelled in longevity because in the West, we have something called sanitation, improvement in hygiene. Certain aspects of nutrition have become much more available to us, but other things are not so good, nutritionally speaking. But we've done this. We've got hydration. We've got cleaner water. But the downside of the chemicalization of all life through technology, better living through chemistry, you've heard that. We could have, and we should have, and we can still utilize the natural substances of creation to clean up our act without having to resort to chemicals that can also create issues of longevity associated with the development of chronic diseases that are taking away, even if you live longer, a quality of life. And I don't think they answered that question in this study, looking at longevity, that even if you are living longer in America, you're likely living, with the exception of those that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and read Natural News, perhaps, you're living in a way that you're decaying slowly and dying and becoming more dependent upon medical drugs. And those drugs, yes, they can suppress, but as we talked about in an acute scenario in a 14-year-old girl last hour, they can also kill you. And so perspectives on why Americans are not living as long as they should, or as long as other industrialized advanced nations, if you want to call me with that answer, if you got it, you got an insight into that, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. One of the clues to that, interestingly enough, has to do with bisphenol A, BPA. You heard of that? This plastifier? And they're talking about children and BPA levels being a predictor of chronic disease. Do kids' BPA levels predict future diseases? Are you still allowing your children to consume soda or canned foods that are lined with BPA plastics and plastifiers? Have you done your diligent best to get away from BPA, recognizing that other plastifiers, although not BPA, may have increased the risk, not decreased it? This is a question for you as well, recognizing what we can do to reinstitute the longevity, and a longevity that is actually rooted in health, not disease management. Which, by the way, Obamacare, which has increased your taxes if you're part of that system this year, nothing to do with detoxification. There's no homeopathy. There are no herbs. There's nothing that is genuinely about prevention except ionizing radiation for your breasts and vaccines that can kill you. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get on the phone right now. Call me, 800-259-5791. We'll take your calls and do a lot more healing on the show after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what's your answer? Why are Americans dying earlier than their international peers? Give me a call, 800-259-5791, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. 5 additional days of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're new to the show, listening on the radio through the Genesis Communications Network syndication, you can also listen online through National News Radio, or just click at robertscottbell.com to all the links and archives. And Mondays, awesome. Advanced Medicine Mondays with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Fantastic stuff we do. Wednesdays, that's Cancer Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Fridays, Healing Revolution Fridays with Dr. Frank King. King Bio, by the way, if you're still concerned about the flu, you need remedies, you can do that. 800-543-3245. King Bio has the multi-strain relief, flu relief formula. That is, you notice how when they do the flu shots, they only kind of put two or three, and they guess on them. They throw it up on the dartboard and say, hey, we got it right this year. It's 61% effective. Of course, they're lying through their teeth, because their version of effectiveness or efficacy is that they elicit an antibody response in your body. And it doesn't matter. You can have the antibodies to everything in the world. You can still be sick by that which you can still identify, because your liver is toxic. Your digestive system is upset. That's what we were talking about last hour with Stephen Huer. The terrain, the milieu, the environment, it's everything. The germ, in fact, is nothing relative to that when you're healthy and vital. And the flu shot does nothing to bring healthy or vitality back to your body any more than Tamiflu does. We use the silver hydrosol. In fact, I just took the vertical spray from Sovereign Silver and put it right in my nose just because I wanted to. I didn't need to, but I wanted to. It's just cleansing. Of course, if you do have an active infection, it'll sting, because upon contact with a bacteria, the active silver particles will literally poke through electroporation, the outer membrane of that bacteria, and it will spill its potassium contents onto your sensitive nasal tissue. It's not dangerous. It's just, ouch. But get through it. Every few minutes you follow up on that, you're going to have less bacteria bothering you when you have somehow imbalanced the terrain within the sinus cavity, the throat, the eustachians, the ear, the gastrointestinal system. Anywhere is potential. You alter the terrain to an imbalanced state, a toxic state, a deficient state, you will find microbial life forms, pathogenic life forms, viral particles, debris, you know, escaping from your cell. They should do, they had Escape from New York, Escape from L.A. L.A., how about Escape from Your Cell? Can we get, what's his name out of retirement, Kurt Russell, for that? Escape from Your Cell! And that's what a lot of viruses, in fact, are. Genetic debris running for the hills, trying to get out because your cells have become so toxic and deficient. And this is another reason why we see decline in longevity in the West, particularly in America, where we have embraced toxins as a way of life. We have embraced genetically modified organisms. Yes, Barack Obama, that means you. Dummycrats, that means you. Even if you don't want them, you helped to put that man back in the White House. And it wouldn't have mattered if Romney was in. That's the truth as well. On this front, anyway. It would have mattered if Ron Paul was in. Corporatism would have stopped, or they might have tried to put an end to him before that happened. But it isn't about who you get to vote for president. It's about who you wanted to, really. And, of course, people with integrity can't really rise up much beyond, the representative level, maybe the senatorial level a little. But for the most part, if you're looking for solving the problem where the problem is started, you're also looking in the wrong place. You're dancing around the symptoms, trying to suppress them, trying to replace them, whatever. But the reality is, the healing of all of these things that ail us is only going to happen when we, what? Come back home. Yeah, bring it on home. Bring it on home and start growing some food. News out of Orlando, Florida. Remember that family that had grown food in their front yard? They were going to be threatened with $500 a day in the fines For what? Becoming self-sufficient? Being able to help families, friends, communities, neighbors? This has got to change as well, my friends. If you have not started dealing with local city councils, city ordinances, condo boards, associations, and started saying we are it's an imperative need now to dig up the lawns and start planting the food. I know it's a daunting task. It's hard enough to change Washington. How are you going to change the condo board or the homeowners association board to say we don't need pretty manicured lawns? What we need to do is teach everybody to grow everywhere in every available space so that when the economic collapse happens, we're not starving and we're not trying to shoot savages that used to be friends or neighbors who are looking just to get something to eat. That's why, of course, we are armed to the teeth, so to speak. And speaking of arming to the teeth, the question about how do you protect kids in government schools? Well, my first answer would be get them the hell out of government schools. But I also understand that the economics of scale are such that most people are paying 50, 60, 70% of what they earn to various levels of government from local, state, federal, maybe international, because we're paying for what? The defense of how many other nations? 900 bases around the world. Sure. Socialism is on our shores in terms of the ability or the willingness or the illusionary ability to help people that are out of work and that need all the help they can get. But we're also providing that same level of socialistic mommy, daddy, nanny state care to countries around the world with the 900 bases that we're in. Some lot don't even want it. We can't pay for it. So eventually our troops will come home, as Ron Paul predicted, with their tails between their legs, because there's no money to keep them over there. It's only a matter of time. This is not a thing that I'm happy to bring this news to you. I'm not the only one talking about it. But the reality is we're so short-sighted that our longevity is shrinking. And that longevity is also including our longevity as an empire, being everywhere, being everyone to everything. We can't sustain it. It is unsustainable spiritual law if you decide to go there. Will back me up on this. You cannot have your immune system on 100%, not alert, but 100% activity all of the time like the United States is, and continue to sustain a healthy economy at home. And we're in the throes of that decay. Prepare now, not because I'm a doom and gloomer, because I see a bright future when we have to come home and we have to take care of ourselves and each other. That is a much healthier state than trying to do that to the rest of the world that may or may not even give a flip about democracy, which, by the way, it's an abhorrent form of government. Our founders knew it. Being a constitutional republic is much different. It's a very important distinction. So don't give me that, oh, you're just nitpicking on semantics, Robert. I know we're not really a democracy. No, there are a lot of people that don't know that and don't recognize the danger of democracy. We need to be self-sustaining. I can say that, politicians can say that, but the difference is, are you doing it? Are you willing? Are you able? And if you're not, if you're dependent upon pharmaceutical drugs, insurance schemes, and one of the most dangerous things in the world today is not Al-Qaeda, it's having good health insurance. Talk about arming custodians next. A little bit more on my perspective there. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can reach me right now, 800-259-5791. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com to all of our wonderful sponsors. All I ask is you say thanks to them for supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I just noticed a comment from Barbara up in Minnesota. She says a lot of hospital deaths up there they're being admitted for the flu, but it's actually a staph infection. And, of course, that means likely in the hospital they're dying from methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, by the way, doctor-induced staph that is resistant to all of their antibiotics. Would they embrace the use of silver hydrosol? That would end the medical monopoly, so not likely. That's why the hospitals are a great place to go if you want to die. Oh, I know. They say, well, we're here to save you. Well, there are a lot of things you can do before you would ever need to resort to going to a hospital. I've dealt with staph infections for years. I've had them. My children, and my son even had them, cuticle infections. And we dipped his fingers in the silver hydrosol. We gave it to him orally as well. We coated him with the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. We got them through it. And, of course, I utilized homeopathic medicines, which you can get from King Bio or go to the local health food store. One of the most incredible ones you want to know about for any and all staph-type infections is Heper Sulfur Calcarea, H-E-P-A-R, sulfur, Heper Sulfur. This is something I want to move on to as well. As I said, the arming of janitors. What do you think of that idea? Now, I'm not all about sending kids to any government schools. I think it's horrific because they become defenseless zones. Zones where it could be a slaughterhouse, as we've seen for a number of years here. Now, of course, the media is not really covering with any due diligence the issue of antipsychotic, SSRI drugs, psychiatric drugs, and the programming of the mind through other things, but the elimination of the limiting factors of acting out on certain thoughts that happens when people are put on these psychiatric drugs. But suffice it to say, if you're willing to send your child, or if you feel like you have to because you can't afford to do anything else, again, because of government, are you willing to say, hey, well, let's let the janitor be armed? Now, you go through firearms training. I don't even want you to have a license. I don't believe in licensing gun owners because that means you have to ask permission of government to do that, which is your birthright. Remember the Second Amendment? All of the amendments has nothing to do with granting you rights and or privileges. It's all about acknowledging God-given rights. Those are yours by virtue of your birth. So don't ask for permission where none is required. However, if you're in a school setting, is it reasonable to say, hey, have you gone through some kind of training that qualifies you to be able to use that gun safely? Right? Because you talk about a license, look at a driver's license. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that just by virtue of you getting a driver's license at the State Department of Motor Vehicles or local, that you know how to use a car safely? Come on! Are you on crack? No, the license doesn't guarantee you squat of quality of drivership, or whatever you want to call it. But there are certainly ways to get high-level training that goes beyond any government requirement. That is much more efficient in terms of utilizing, for instance, firearms and the protection of children. That's why we came up with the idea on the Robert Scott Bell Show some weeks ago with Ty Bollinger. We talked about the vaccine buyback program. Go to the doctors, give them anonymity, allow them to turn in their vaccines before they hurt any other children, no questions asked, and if they want it, we would somehow provide to them a handgun. And I know this offended some of my liberal or leftist friends in the audience and in media, because they believe guns are evil, and they don't want to, you know, provide this concept that people are responsible for their actions or made irresponsible for their actions via drugs, and in these cases that it isn't. How do I put this out there? It's not the gun, of course. I know it's sort of like I can't believe I'm having to describe this. But if you look at the killing zones that schools have become because they've disarmed everybody, it's not like I want to set people that are unqualified loose with guns in the schools. But I think there's a reasonable way you could do this. What do you think? Give me a call. We've got a couple of segments left here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791. Go to the website, robertscottbell.com. You can comment there. I'll talk about some of your comments this week on the show. Or call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Say thanks to my sponsors. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, are you depressed? You shouldn't be, because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. We do this kick off the week here Sundays on GCN all over the planet. And all over our U.S. affiliate base, from Alaska to Austin to Chicago to where else are we? I have no idea. Let me know. If you listen to the Sunday show, go to robertscottbell.com, enter a message there, or call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from wherever you are. Let me know you're there. Love to hear from you. And Dottie has commented on the Facebook page. For some reason, Facebook won't allow. Okay, there it is. Oh, talking about the longevity issue. Have you read Sally Beer's book, 50 Secrets of the World's Longest Living People, based on the 9 longevity hotspots as studied by Duke University and National Geographic? Great. Well, that's a nice option. I always love the studies that are going on out there that are actually observing what people who live long are doing, or not doing for that matter, what they're exposed to or not exposed to for that matter. Speaking of depression, I have a story linked up. It's off a South Asia Mail. They said, are you depressed? It could be the artificial sweeteners. I hope you're not doing that. That's why, if you haven't already plugged into stevia or stevia, however you say it, if you're from South America, you may say stevia. Great option if you haven't utilized it. There's a lot of different brands out there. Get the clean organic ones, but try it out. If you have to adjust to the taste, do what it takes, because you want to get off of those artificial sweeteners, as dangerous as anything that's ever been created. Bill Klein has a comment on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well about the arming of janitors. Reading them out. People aren't calling. That's okay. There are problems with arming janitors or any other designated armed personnel. The best deterrent to criminals is an unknown number of unidentified armed persons. If they know who is armed, they just have to take him out first, then the rest are sitting ducks. Multiple concealed weapons holders are the best protection. Such places are never attacked. Bill, excellent, excellent comment. Heartily agree with you. So the question is, if we are going to arm the janitors, make sure, I don't know that they're going to be packing heat visible to the students. I don't know what the plan is there. But the idea is, knowing that there are unknown armed agents within the school setting would be more than enough in most cases, outside of the most delusional assaults or a Red Dawn scenario where they're parachuting into your school, would be preventive of this. As we saw, the so-called Aurora shooter selected the theater that was specifically an area where the people were disarmed and unallowed to have any concealed carry. Was that a coincidence? I think not. Now, there are a whole host of other let's say, dilemmas in covering these stories about the shootings, especially the most recent ones, because they get more bizarre the more you look into them, as far as whether they're a black ops scenario, false flag event scenario, to facilitate certain things. And the thing I know, I don't know definitively what happened in these shootings, who was involved and who wasn't altogether, whether these shooters that they claim are there are just patsies. But what I do know for a fact is that there are people in your government, in our government, in my government, in governments around the world that do not value life. They do not value the sanctity of life, whether it be in the womb or whether it be already out of the womb, by virtue of, listen, the Obama administration, Obama's the head, he could stop this today, and he won't. Drone killings of innocent women and children, some, yes, pregnant, too. All because they're targeting someone that could now officially be an American, which has already happened, targeted assassinations. There are people, wake up lefties as well, and you guys on the right who believe that's a good thing to do that. But wake up. Recognize Obama is just as bad as Bush or maybe worse. And that is coming also from my friends on the left that are telling me that, which is a shocker to hear, but they've woken up and recognize it. And I know if you're in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, you probably have as well. So I'm not meaning to insult any of you. But understand that there are people, and this is the great disillusionment. One day you wake up and you go, my God, people don't value life the way I do, the way you do. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get over the illusion that everybody looks and values life the way you may. To say, that's horrific, that would never happen. Like Piers Morgan, who is so deluded to believe that the Second Amendment was not written, or if he, maybe he's aware of it, that it was written to prevent a tyrannical government from doing its tyrannical deeds on the people. But even if he knows why it was written, he tries to ridicule his guests who actually believe that's the case. Whether it be Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, whether it be Alex Jones, or whether it be, who was the other guy from Breitbart? I apologize, I don't have his name in front of me. But, you know, they recognize what it was for. And when he ends... Oh, by the way, we do have a call. Oh, well, I'll get to that after the break. Tell Wally to hold on in Texas about arming the janitors. We've got another segment. I'm just kind of long-winded here. I apologize. But it's my show. I can do that. What we want to see here is the recognition that, yes, our government can become as tyrannical as Nazi Germany's government. It's not a nice thing to consider, but you have to be willing to consider it. Heck, our founding fathers considered it. That's why the Second Amendment exists. Arming janitors, Wally from Texas has something to say about it. We'll get to that. RobertScatbell.com. You got one more opportunity to get through to me, 800-259-5791. Back to wrap up the show after this.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails to keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
I know we don't have time to fully answer this next question, but I'm curious. If you're in the Hispanic community, there's a story here off of Medical News Today. This is all linked up. If you want to read these stories at robertscottbell.com in the show notes, sign up for email alerts, etc. Many Hispanics are unwilling to participate in cancer screenings. Fear being a guinea pig. Now, I'm pleased when anybody, any group, any individual within a group is questioning the mafia, the people operating within the medical monopoly. But if you know some of the answers as to why the Hispanic community in particular is suspicious, I am very curious to hear about it. Absolutely curious to hear about it. What about the arming of janitors? We do have a call on the line. Wally's holding on in Texas. Thank you for holding on. You're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Wally. What's up?
I'm enjoying your program, Robert. There's a lot to be said and not a lot of time to say it in. The Israeli teachers are armed with M16s that we pay for, and they don't have a problem. So the very least they can start out with in this country is zero, no more, ever gun-free zones from schools to bars. None. That's a starter right there, because I'm a great believer in conspiracy, because anybody that's not the damn fool. I've got a business. I run my business by conspiracy. I conspire to control my business, and anybody that works for me, I treat them humanely, my customers humanely, but I am in control of my business because I know more about it than anybody that works for me or that I deal with. And it's my ethical responsibility to take care of them. Well, the government's clean out of ethics with very few exceptions. And they're running this country because, just like it's a business, because in fact it is a business. And then it goes up the ladder from there, that who's in charge even above our immediate controllers. Here in this country, the government, if you will, people
certainly.
In the government.
Yes.
And so I understand all this, but the thing is, they're not good guys. I'm a good guy. You know, you can check the Better Business Bureau on my business, and there's never been a complaint there in 15 years. That don't come free. But now I would say there's quite a few complaints, you know, much more so predominant concerning the people that are running our government. And I love our government. It's the best form of government that I know of or that I would understand. But it's just like you were talking about, you know, who's worse, Bush or Obama? Well, I think they're progressively worse. I see that. I keep asking for the previous president when I wouldn't even spend 30 minutes out of their term watching them on television, because I was so unhappy with the way they were taking control of and abusing their powers. And Obama's taking it to another rung up the ladder.
Yes, he has.
And so it's just, that's what I've seen. It's not opinion. It's what's happened. And and it's going to continue happening. And so to get back to the kids, need to start with no more gun-free zones anywhere, theater, schools, like I said, anywhere, period, nowhere.
Wally, may I ask you, what is it that you do in Texas that you do so well that you have no complaints?
I have a, I have an automotive repair business.
Good. I got some transmission problems. I'll come and see you. Listen,
well,
Wally,
the thing is, that's a horrific business to not have any complaints in. But
that's absolutely a miracle. I've not heard of mechanics with no complaints. It's kind of like dentists. But it says a lot of your character as well. But recognize what I said. And I seem to feel like you're echoing that. That there are people out there, particularly in government, they can be complained about up and down till Sunday and beyond, and they'll still be there. Whereas if they were complaining about you as a mechanic, you could be out of business if it's up and down and every day till Sunday. And so there's a distinction here that these people are operating without conscience because they can, because there's no repercussion for, at least out here, the illusion is there's no repercussion for their bad behavior. The idea is they're beyond karma or retribution or cause and effect, or as Jesus said, so shall ye reap, basically. And they believe that they literally can get away with everything, and in an outward way, in a lot of ways, people do, but in the spiritual sense, they never do. And until they wake up and recognize that, they may not begin to behave humanely, if you will. But that is the point of this, that those people on the left, I love you, but if you thought Obama was going to be better than Bush, we had hoped, but it wasn't to be. It's because, as Wally just said, calling in from Texas, by the way, I appreciate your call, Wally, thank you, you call in any time, it was great. As he said, each president becomes progressively worse. Now, that's a disaster, because if you can get worse than Bush, you're saying something. If you can get worse than Obama, it's over. You know, it's just going to be done if we last that. But the recognition here is that people in government were to be held down, bound down by the change of the Constitution. You were not allowing them to get away with what they are getting away with right now. But until we have the so-called morals or ethics in our own life, because, listen, as much as I hate to say this, the American government that we have right now is a reflection of the American people. Does that mean every individual in America is as loathsome as those in Congress and in the executive branch and in the judicial branch? No. There's always everybody's unique. I'm not going to judge you as a group. But the fact is, they're reflecting on our abandonment of liberty, our abandonment of the embrace of the rule of law, which is not a police state, by the way, which is what we have become. Oh, England is worse, Piers Morgan. But just to disarm the American people, that would facilitate an armed revolution. That's when Alex Jones was on there saying, listen, you try to take our way again, guns, 1776 is happening again. But at the same time, I'm like Mike Adams, if you read his latest article. You don't want to be goaded into a shooting war. At this point, you would lose. The government has more guns, more firepower, and not enough people are on board to recognize the evil within our own government. The willingness to take away our freedom in the name of protecting us, right? Bush said, I'll abandon the free market to preserve the free market principles. Hello? Obama saying, well, we'll abandon the Second Amendment in order to protect you. We want to protect everybody around the world, so we'll bankrupt our nation so that we can't protect anybody. You follow this? This is what you get on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bringing the power to heal back where you know where it belongs, with you. Listen, we got Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday, coming back tomorrow. RobertScottBell.com. Check out all the links. Sign up for email alerts. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to Stephen Hewer. Say thanks to our sponsors. Be back tomorrow to kick off the week with Dr. Rasha Bintar and beyond. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.